Trinity Term 1969. It took two men to lift the dismembered carcass. The departure of its copper coffin was met with a brief but respectful silence, respect that derived from the fact that it contained the mortal remains of what was undoubtedly the largest turbot ever to grace a dining table in Oxford. Once the moment had passed, the room began to fill again with the sound of conversation. Augustus Bloom discreetly turned his head towards the ear of his distinguished guest, Takeshi Tokoro. "You're up next. Do you want me to introduce you?" Dr. Bloom whispered. Mr. Tokoro declined the offer with an almost imperceptible shake of his head. He then rose to his feet and stood motionless, waiting for silence. The others around the table appeared not to notice him as he remained quietly erect, with a posture no European could ever match. He had an austere dignity, but his slim 5'4" frame lacked the physical presence of his fellow diners. Apart from Dr. Bloom, the other guests continued their animated conversations, not through disrespect but culinary enthusiasm egged on, it must be said, by a particularly fine wine, a 1959 Condrieu. The shadow faculty of gastronomic science and their guests were barely halfway through the dinner, but it was already clear that this was a night to be remembered. The sea urchin and fennel and papillot with its sublime caramelized vermouth sauce had proved a magnificent success as a first course, but even this great dish had been eclipsed by the turbot, a recipe taken straight from the pages of the great man himself, Jean-Antoine Brillat-Savarin. A turbot of implausible proportion had been cooked whole in a copper fish kettle of even greater scale, poached with vegetables in a white wine and cream stock. By the time the fish was cooked, the sauce had transformed itself into a perfect chowder. Fillets of the turbot were served on a bed of spinach, with the chowder presented to each person in a small silver salver to universal acclaim. Augustus glared across the table, trying to catch the eye of the chaplain, Charles Pinker, who was being uncharacteristically talkative. With each passing second, Augustus felt an increasing sense of frustration. Mr. Tokoro, accustomed to immediate deference due to his status within the diplomatic service, showed no hint of any such emotion. Augustus nervously fiddled with his cutlery. Tapping a glass with a spoon, the traditional method of calling the table to order, would certainly have worked, but Augustus held back for fear that Mr. Tokoro might not appreciate the gesture. After a few more agonizing seconds, he caught the eye of Charles Pinker across the table, who correctly interpreted the impassioned, almost gymnastic movements of Dr. Bloom's eyebrows. A discreet cough and tap of the elbow to his neighbor sent a signal that slowly spread around the table, until the last man still talking, Professor Arthur Plantagenet, finally realized he was holding forth amidst the silence.